More with the Breakfast Club in minutes. Don't go anywhere. We still have the Donkey of the Day with Charlamagne. More rumors with me, Angela Yee, and DJ Envy's People's Choice Mix on the way.
This is the Breakfast Club.
You're full of faces.
You thought it was over.
That was Chris Brown with Loyal. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, we have Tierra Marie and Morgan in the building.
Yeah, so Tierra, I was
had Ray in the beginning.
Gotcha. Sure.
So Princess Ray, those are the only two you fought. Yes, are you fought more?
No, that was it.
That was it.
That was it.
All right, well, don't go anywhere. We got more with Tierra Marie and Morgan. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey. Young Money.
That was Trey Songz with Touching Love. And morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, Morgan and Tierra Marie. Now, Tierra, do you still love Ray J?
One of the problems, though, is in jail right now. I say that.
One of the problems is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Young
so
Bird.
So, basically, she's just saying karma does have its way of showing up.
Wow, Young Bird.
But you're working with Young Bird. I thought y'all good.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
I was never good with puzzles. I can't figure this out.
I don't like riddles.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. We'll find out in December. So stay tuned for part 2 of The Breakfast Club's interview with Tierra Marie and Morgan.
All right, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I've been drinking.
You want the latest gossip and entertainment news? Well, then don't go anywhere because the rumor report is up next.
The Breakfast Club.
What you doing, honey?
Residence only.
Hot 102.9. Don't go anywhere. Donkey of the Day is coming up in 10 minutes. The Breakfast Club.
Right now. Khaled, hold you down. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. French Montana, he buys some nice birthday gifts.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, French Montana and Khloe Kardashian got together to give Diddy an Escalade for his birthday. It was Diddy's 45th birthday. He had a big party that he documented on Instagram. And here he is getting his present from French.
Hey, Pop.
Got one now.
It's like Diddy's Sweet 16.
Hey, French better than me.
Why?
Because I'm signed to you. You're already getting royalties off me and stuff. I'm not buying you no car.
He changed that man's life, man.
Hey, that's cool. I'll buy you dinner, a nice card. But I'm not getting you no
and
car.
And the thing for Diddy is that car is going to be like a hoopty for him.
Nah, that's going to be a drive around car.
Yeah,
that's a nice present, though.
He did ish on him a little bit, though. When he was like, you couldn't buy me a Ferrari or a Phantom because I already got those.
Yeah, that was
it. I ain't got no
he
pearl.
He had to say all that.
Escalade.
That's a little light stab, man.
Couldn't give me nothing I want.
Oh, stop
I wanted Escalade, I would have got one for
Stop, man.
It was a little bit of a backhanded compliment. Backhanded thank you.
Man.
All right. Now let's talk about Lena Dunham, the woman who created the show Girls.
One of my favorite shows.
And the star of the show.
Sometimes.
She's having some issues right now because people are saying that she's a sexual abuser. In particular, one website is saying that about her, all because of her new book. Now, she had put this book out and talked about her sister and said a memory of her finding pebbles in her toddler sister's vagina. She said, I leaned down between her legs and carefully spread open her vagina. She didn't resist, and when I saw what was inside, I shrieked. My mother didn't bother asking why I had opened Grace's vagina, and she said it became apparent that Grace had stuffed 6 or 7 pebbles in there. Anyway, she goes on and she had made a joke about being a sexual predator, and she had to go ahead and backtrack and say, childhood sexual abuse is a life-shattering event for so many, and I have been vocal about the rights of survivors. If the situations described in my book have been painful or triggering for people to read, I am sorry, as that was never my intention.
Why the hell did her sister have pebbles in her panties, though?
I guess she was a toddler and she put them in there somehow, some way, as kids sometimes do random things.
How old was Lena when this happened? Did she say?
I didn't read the book. I just have this one passage, so I'm not sure. But apparently she was old enough to be able to take pebbles out of her little sister's vagina.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you are an older sister and your little sister's walking around with pebbles in her vagina, she don't know any better, you should take them out. I'm just saying.
But I guess she joked about being a sexual predator after that incident and people got offended. It's amazing because if I would have read that passage in the book, I would not have thought anything crazy about it. But you know.